Now then, tickets went on sale this week for another of Beverley's major music festivals. I'm talking about the Beverley Chamber Music Festival, which takes over the town for 4 days in September. And I'm delighted to say joining me in the studio this morning is one of the festival's artistic directors, Libby Burgess. Libby, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, as I say, this is a major, major event for the town, and there's so much to look forward to. Music lovers will be really excited to see the programme, which they can find on your website. And you and your other co-artistic director, the pianist Martin Roscoe, have put together a great programme. Perhaps you could just give us some of the highlights.
Yeah, of course. So we've got 4 days of concerts in September, towards the end of September, 25th to the 28th. And we've got an amazing team of artists coming to join us. So Martin and I are both going to be playing the piano. And joining us, we've got two winners from the last 15 years of BBC Young Musician of the Year,
wow,
which is, you know, really the pinnacle of kind of competitive opportunities for young musicians. So that's a huge achievement to win that. Jennifer Pike, when she won, was the youngest ever winner, and Laura Vander Hayden won more recently. So Jennifer plays violin, Laura plays cello. They're both coming up to give concerts, which is an incredible opportunity to hear those people right here in Beverley. And we've got a wonderful mezzo-soprano, Kitty Whateley, coming to sing for us. And she's going to be joining with a viola player, Sarah Jane Bradley. And the three of us are going to do a concert together. But Sarah's also going to play a late-night concert with Martin Roscoe. St Mary's Church is our venue. And, you know, it's so beautiful and so atmospheric in there. But there's something special about these late-night events, I think, that we sometimes do. This one's at 10 p.m. And, you know, you've got that incredible starry ceiling in there. It feels so appropriate. And Martin's going to play Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata in that, which is, you know, one of the most famous pieces of classical music ever written. And then they'll perform the Shostakovich Viola Sonata alongside that, which is much less well known but incredibly sort of powerful, evocative music. Shostakovich ties in, I guess, with one of our main themes this year, which is Russian music. I guess within that, you've got everything ranging from this incredible kind of passionate 19th century, rich Russian romanticism, right through to, as I say, Shostakovich, who spent his whole career really trying to keep on the right side of the Soviet government. So it's a real range of stuff in the within that.
Yeah, well, it does sound absolutely fantastic, cram-packed into those 4 days, as you say. Yeah, and the concert all taking place in St Mary's Church, which is, as you mentioned rightly there, a wonderful, wonderful venue. The acoustics are marvellous and just such a lovely building.
It's absolutely wonderful, isn't it? It's so beautiful just to look at. And I always think with St Mary's, when you step inside, there's an incredible sense of peace in that building. It's so light and the ceiling's so high. It's remarkable to have it there, but it's also so wonderful for music because the acoustic is so good.
Yeah.
So many churches like that look beautiful, but actually you can't hear any of the detail in the sound. And actually St Mary's, the musicians who come and play for us always love it and comment on what a beautiful place it is to play.
I can imagine, and they want to come back, obviously. Yeah. Now then, you mentioned Russian music, Rachmaninoff and Shostakovich, but another one of the things you're focusing on, I believe, this year is the music of Sir Edward Elgar. Country's most respected and well-known composers.
Yeah, I always think when people talk about Elgar, they think of, you know, The Last Night of the Proms and Land of Hope and Glory and this kind of big Edwardian man. But actually, Elgar, I think the personal side of him was so different from that kind of big public persona. Mm. You know, he didn't necessarily find life easy. And the pieces that we're programming in the festival were all written just after the First World War. And I just think that was such an extraordinary time for people in this country trying to work out how to make sense of the world around them and, you know, how you kind of move forwards from such this extraordinary massive world event. And Elgar's wife, Alice, who was very much his sort of muse and inspiration, secured this cottage for them to spend some time in down in Sussex in the village of Fittleworth in the woods. And it was a sort of creative retreat, I suppose. I think he felt quite stuck. He couldn't work out how to write, how to process all these emotions that he and everyone else had been through in the war. And this place was such a place of finding peace for him. And I think you hear that in these extraordinary pieces from that time.
Yeah.
He writes about the way that the forests around inspired him, and his wife Alice talks about the woodland magic in the music. And actually, if you look at our design this year, our wonderful designer Mark Atkinson has really gone with that kind of woodland theme, because that is something that's going to be threading through the festival. So we've got the three big chamber works that Elgar wrote at that point, the piano quintet, the violin sonata, and the string quartet.
Wow, yeah. That's interesting, isn't it, talking about Elgar? As you say there, many people regard him as a quintessential English character, and all that stuff around pomp and circumstance, yeah. March, all that. But he was I think he regarded himself a little bit as an outsider, didn't he? He came from humble beginnings. He had the Catholic faith, and he took influences from all over Europe, not just from this country.
Yeah.
A really fascinating man.
Yeah, and interestingly, given that he was writing just after the war, the German influences were really strong in his music. Brahms and people like that were a massive influence on Elgar. And he really struggled with his own career as well. He didn't sort of have straightforward success all the way through. He felt that he had to keep taking bits of work that were sort of not that impressive or not that interesting to pay the bills, because his composing didn't always have a successful... it didn't always go smoothly for him career-wise. And so that's a sort of interesting element. We look back and think of him as this, as you say, kind of the epitome of successful English music. But it wasn't always straightforward.
Not the full story, is it? No, that's going to be really fascinating, really enjoyable. Well, you've got a world premiere, I gather, as well, haven't you, as part of the festival?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
An American composer called Juliana Hall is writing a new... setting of the story of Godiva. So this is a monodrama for mezzo soprano and piano, and the libretto is by Caitlin Vincent, and this is a world premiere. I still haven't seen the music, she's still writing it. Kitty Whateley is a fantastic mezzo soprano, a former BBC New Generation artist, and so she and I are going to be performing that. You know, this is the first time anyone will ever hear this music. That's a wonderful thing to have happening.
Fantastic, isn't it? Yeah. Of course, Beverley Chamber Music Festival, it seems to have been around for ages, and thank goodness for that. But things have changed a little in the last couple of years, haven't you? That New Paths Music, which was the new kid on the block, so to speak, very, very successful early festival in Beverley, and we've enjoyed it again this year, took over the organisation and running of the Chamber Music Festival, which is going to be 30 years old, I think.
In a couple of years' time. As you say, the Chamber Music Festival's been going for quite some time, and it's got an incredible history of performers who've been and played here. Martin Roscoe has always been the artistic director of it, and Martin is... incredible. He is really one of the great pianists of our time.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there's no hall he hasn't played in, or disc that he hasn't recorded. You know, it's absolutely remarkable. And he, together with James Brown, have really brought an incredible roster of people to Beverley. James Brown grew up in Beverley. He was a viola player himself, and then went on to found the artist management agency Hazard Chase in London. And so, of course, they used a lot of their artists in the early days, and James and Martin and also Richard Perkis between them decided that they really felt they wanted to celebrate Beverley with a festival. Yeah. And that's so much the journey that Roland and I went on when we set up New Paths more recently as well. Roland also grew up in Beverley and introduced me to the town, which I just fell in love with straight away, like so many people do when they come to Beverley. And so we set up New Paths. And as you say, more recently, the Chamber Music Festival has also been handed over to us. And so Martin and I co-artistic direct it. And it's wonderful to feel that this festival has such a history and a legacy, but also that we... taking it into a new chapter. It's sort of a fresh chapter for it in a way.
Yeah, well, in safe hands as well. You mentioned Roland there, who founded, you know, with yourself, the New Paths Festival, and James, who founded the Chamber Music Festival. They have these strong Beverley connections.
Yeah.
Both were members, I think you mentioned this, of the East Riding Youth Orchestra, which is fantastic that that's the case. And, of course, the East Riding Youth Orchestra will be showcasing at the festival, won't they?
There's, yeah, that's right.
That's fantastic. When does that happen?
That happens on Saturday, the 28th of September. And actually, that is one of the few events that's not in St Mary's, not least because of the space they need. They're going to be playing in the Minster.
Uh-huh.
And in the East East Reading Youth Orchestra is
fabulous,
fabulous group. And there are so many professional musicians now who have come through the ranks of that orchestra, but also so many other people who've gone on to do other things in life but have been inspired and enhanced by what they've done in the orchestra. So it's an amazing training ground and opportunity for people. And we're putting on a day for that orchestra during the festival. Yeah, obviously it's quite early in the academic year. They'll have lost some of their players. They'll gain some new ones. Yes. Just a day to kind of really boost confidence and develop skills and have a go at things. And they will perform the sort of fruits of those labours, if you like, at 4 o'clock on the 28th of September. And that's free. Anyone can come and have a listen. It's just a short performance.
That's brilliant, isn't it? And it's not just music. You've got some talks as well.
Yeah, we have. We've got two speakers, both brilliant and real experts. Katie Hamilton will be speaking about the Elgar elements of the programme. She provides talks for the BBC Proms and on Radio 3. And she's been to speak here in Beverley a couple of times for us before. And she is such a wonderful speaker. She's so down to earth, really entertaining and engaging. She's one of those speakers, whether you are already an expert or know nothing, she will, you know, keep you entertained and engrossed, and you'll learn. She's wonderful. And the other speaker we have coming is Marina Frolova-Walker, who is pretty much the expert on Shostakovich. And so she is coming to speak on that. And she grew up in Russia and so brings quite an interesting perspective on all the political issues around Shostakovich's music. So these are, you know, incredible speakers to have here, and the talks are free as
brilliant
well.
Brilliant. There's so much going on. We can't possibly cover it all in our chat this morning. Where can people go to look at the programme in detail, Libby?
Well, hopefully they'll bump into brochures around the town in different places, but they can log on to our website, which is www.newpathsmusic.com. And that has the complete programme listing, and you can buy tickets online there. Alternatively, you can buy tickets in person or by phone from the Tourist Information Centre. And it's worth saying also that there are free tickets available for young people. People who are under 18 can come to any festival concert free of charge.
Really?
But it's just worth booking it ahead to make sure that there's space for them. But that's a real kind of statement that we really believe in the importance of music for everybody, for young people. And
so that's wonderful to hear. That's
pleased people are taking us up on that.
Yeah, brilliant. Libby Burgess, Artistic Director, one of the two Artistic Directors of the Beverley Chamber Music Festival happening in September. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for
having me. We'll no doubt be talking more about this in the weeks ahead. But
Thank you.